If you want to understand her power, bring me a man who is timid and scared of every noise and shakes in the presence of shadows, or a man who is violent, severe, and resembles a wild animal more than a human, or a person who is overly indulgent and without moral restraint, or someone who is completely given into wickedness. Hand him over to love and bring him into this school. You will quickly see that the fearful and timid individual becomes courageous and heroic, taking on all things with a newfound bravery. Remarkably, these transformations don't come from any change in nature, but through love revealing her unique power in the fearful soul. It's akin to making a sword from lead perform the work of steel without changing its inherent nature. Here's an example. Jacob was a plain man, living in a house, unaccustomed to hardship and danger, leading a relaxed and easy life. Much like a young woman in her room, he mostly stayed inside, took care of the household, and kept away from the public square and the turmoil it presented, living an easy and quiet life. However, when the flame of love ignited him, see how it made this plain, homebound man strong and willing to endure hardship. But don't just take my word for it. Listen to what the patriarch himself said. When he complained about his relative, he said, "These 20 years am I with thee." And during those 20 years, he added, "The heat consumed me in the daytime, and the frost at night, and sleep deserted my eyes." This is the testimony of that plain man living at home and leading that easy life.